So what happens to our economy after the new Euro deal?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From 8 p.m. in New York, good morning. I'm Mark Garrison in for Jeremy Hobson. There's now a deal in place for a $13 billion bailout of Cyprus. Early this morning, European diplomats finally reached an agreement. Large deposits in Cypriot banks could be hit with losses around 30%. Russia's government isn't happy about the deal because there's an awful lot of Russian money in Cypriot banks. American investors, though, are pleased. They're trading on this news right now, so let's do the numbers. Stocks are up, the S&P up 0.4%, and the Dow up about 0.3% at 14,554. Dell stock right now is up about 3%. The computer maker says it's gotten two new proposals to buy the company on top of an earlier bid to take it private. Global traders also happy about the Cyprus deal. European markets up, Asian stocks closed higher. Joining us now to put all the news and numbers in context is Richard DeKayser, economist with Wells Fargo. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
So what is the impact of the Cyprus bailout on our economy here in America?
Well, I think it does settle down financial markets that have been stressed out some in the past week or so. Cyprus on its own isn't much to worry about. Its economy is so about on a par with the size of Jackson, Mississippi. But the real risk was that of financial contagion, that if Cyprus were to fall, it could cause investor confidence in other banks throughout Europe to deteriorate, and ultimately that affects the U.S. because Europe is still our major trading partner, accounting for about a fifth of our exports. But with this now having stabilized, I think investors have begun to breathe a sigh of relief. Even though Cyprus on its own was never a huge economy to contend with, this risk of risks propagating throughout the financial system has been very much put at ease.
So before the Cyprus news, the euro crisis had largely slipped out of the business headlines here in America. Now, let's presume this deal works out as Europe hopes. Are we now done with the European troubles?
I don't think we're done, but I think all the big skeletons have come out of the closet, so to speak. In fact, the fact that we're talking about Cyprus, which, again, is a very tiny economy, one-ninth the size even of, say, Ireland or Portugal, tells us that we've got the low-hanging fruit, so to speak. We've moved from Spain and Italy to Portugal to Greece, and we're looking now at such a tiny economy that we're really, I think, dealing with the smaller issues lurking in the corners rather than the big ones that have been looming so large on the horizon.
Okay, Richard DeKayser, economist with Wells Fargo. Thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure.